Erevin Perk Aleph Mishnah Yud, Makifin Bekonim. Similarly, just like we are allowed to enclose an area horizontally with rope, so too we can go vertically by placing stalks, reeds, into the ground. As long as between each reed that's stuck into the ground, there's three tvachim. Bishyara dibru, and the way the Rav explains what this means is that which we're makel, where we can have those three ropes going around horizontally, like last Mishnah, or in this Mishnah, where you have the stalks standing up vertically, where they're less than three tvachim away from each other, this kula of doing it this way, it's only when you have a case of a caravan. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. And Farisol explains that Rabbi Yehuda's shita specifically, only if something has more than 5,000 square amas. 5,000 square amas is the size of the chotzer in the Mishkan, which was 50 by 100 amas. So anything more than that is the machlekes in this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's more than that size, if it's more than 5,000 amas, more than a beis osayim, the only kula that you can do is with a shiara, which is three people. Because anything less than three people, the Rav says, is not a caravan. It's just a yachid. And Yehuda says, we're not makel for one person. Chacham say, no. I guess it seems that even though there was this type of Kabbalah that Chazal said this halacha by a shiara, the Chacham said, they only said so because that was what was common. That was the normal circumstance, was that it was a shiara. But Lav Dafke needs to be a shiara. Really, even one person, even if it's larger than a beis osayim, one person is allowed to either do this mechitza where it's not both shasi and arev, horizontal and vertical, it's just one or the other. That's also okay. And now we have another shita, kol mechitza sheina shel shasi v'shel arev, any mechitza that doesn't have both horizontal and vertical, meaning these past two mishnayas, eina mechitza. All these cases would not be a mechitza, divir Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda, who is the son of Rabbi Yehuda in the beginning of this Mishnah, and he argued with his father on this, and he held that even a caravan needs both a shesi and an arev. Again, this is specifically on an area that's larger than a beis hasayim, than 5,000 square amas. V'chachamim oimrim, echad mishnei dvar, m'cham say, no, one or the other is fine. You can either have a shesi or an arev, that's fine. Now, how did this differ with the chum in the beginning of this Mishnah, where the Chum said, lo dibru b'shara ela b'hoiva, which is mashma, the same exact thing. The Chazal only spoke about a shara, but really, any person, even if it's one person, not a shara, not a caravan, one person, even larger than a beis osayim, he can do either a shesi and a arev. How is it any different than the Chum in the bottom of the Mishnah? So the Rav says that the Rabbanon Basrai, which l'char is the Chacham in the end of this Mishnah, the latter half of the Mishnah, they held that even if it's in a yeshuv, even if it's in a person's own neighborhood where there's where regular people are living, and it's a person can make a regular mechitza there. He doesn't have to make these makeshift type of mechitza. Nevertheless, it's still okay, even that. And according to the first Chacham, the kula of allowing even one person to make a mechitza that's a makeshift mechitza like this, where it's either horizontal or vertical, one or the other, that's tafka like out in the field or in an open area. Mashenkein, they weren't so makel in the person's own neighborhood. Mishnah continues, Arba dvarim patru b'machne. There are four types of things that they patered in a machne. This is talking about soldiers that went out to war. Even if it was not a mechemes mitzvah, it was just a mechemes rishus, they were more makel for certain things. What are they? Mevin etzim mikol makom. They're allowed to go bring wood. If they need wood for anything, they can go take it from anywhere, even a person's own heap of wood. So you know that it's another person's. This is not called stealing, because we have a concept called Hefker based in Hefker. Based in owns all of property, and they can determine who owns what, and they say that even if a person has his own pile of wood that belongs to him, Basedin can go and take that from his rishus and give it to whoever's rishus they want to. So it's not stealing. Uptur mirchitzas yadayim. And they're potter from netilas yadayim, dafka netilas yadayim before a suda, but mayim achronim, which in that time was a sasakana, which can blind, because the specific salts they used to have, so there they still had to do that. They were in potter from that, because of a chamir sakanta misura. Sakana is much more chamer than isurim. Umi demai, and they're also potter from demai. We know amaratzim take off truma gedola, but some of them, a minority of them, don't take off trumas meiser. They don't think that there's a chi of trumas meiser unless meisers are taken off. And they're wrong, because there is a chi of trumas meiser, and it's a chi of misa. They don't know that. Nevertheless, we have to be machmir, but not soldiers that are in war. Umala arev, and they're potter from eruve chatzeros, like going from one tent to another tent in the machana that has mechitzas. So it's a shusayachid, but they never made an erev. But Eruvei Tchumen, even if you hold Eruvei Tchumen as Midrabanan, since it's based on Sukkim, so that they're Chayiv.